Welcome back to the Press Box, and my great friend, my host as always, Mr. Day Buzzy Baker. Buzzy, it is winter time in the Commonwealth.
It is, brother. Happy New Year. How we go from thunderstorms and all this wild weather to all this stuff, but great to be with you again. And before we get started, Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Well, I just happened to be on the old exercise bike today, flipping the dial. I saw some racing from Gulfstream. But our focus today, as we start really getting heated up around the country, goes to Oaklawn and the Pippin Stakes.
Yeah, Buzzy, you know, let's go down to Hot Springs. At least the imagery is good there,
yeah,
right? It may be a little bit chilly in Arkansas as well, but at least the idea is that it's Hot Springs. You know, they stretched their meet into December this year, but now we're getting to the traditional part of the Oaklawn Park meet. And as you well know, a lot of nice stakes races, a lot of good horses that will make their way back to Kentucky. Run at both Arkansas and at the fairgrounds. And so it'll be fun to keep track of horses down there throughout the winter months. And the Pippin Stakes, this is a race that Brad Cox won a year ago with a horse named Get Rid of What Ails You.
Yes.
And now he's back with a really talented filly by the name of Coach, who ran in the Kentucky Oaks a year ago, but should be making a return to the Oval Circuit. And I really think that Brad Cox, as you well know, Brad has got a great win percentage, but he also does well with very good horses. I mean, he's just had a barn full of them the last 5-6 years. And this may be the next one to kind of graduate onto the scene of his filly division.
Okay, so, all right, I understand that. I know you like Brad Cox. He's really had the hot hand. But the question is, as we look at this field, how do you play it?
Well, you know, you got a 7-horse field. Coach is going to get Ricardo Santana Jr. as her rider in this race. And I think that's interesting because, you know, Florent Giroux has always kind of rode first string for Brad. But I think Ricardo Santana fits this filly. She's the 9-5 morning favorite. I think she is the horse to beat, you know, and the one that I think could kind of stamp herself early in this season as the horse. I'm going to bet her to win in place, Buzzy. And then there's a horse in here that I really like a lot named Breeze Rider, getting E.T. Baird in the saddle. She's going to be 5, 6, 7, maybe to one. I think that this horse has got a real opportunity to maybe kind of show at the end of this one. And, you know, it could be an interesting race for her. She's a multiple stakes winner. She's won 7 races in 2021. Did her best running on the turf or synthetic, which she's going to be converting over to the traditional dirt here. But Steve Manley, the trainer, I just think that Breeze Rider could be add some value to the Parimutuel, to the Exacta. So I'm going to go with those two, Coach and Breeze Rider.
And what's that synthetic called again? I just love to hear you say it.
Up at Turfway Park, it's the new Tapita.
Tapita, that's what it is. Tapita.
Yeah, Tapita.
So for Gene's picks, whether they be on or off Tapita, you can get them right here at the pressboxlts.com and get all the information about how you can get ready. And it's time to start thinking about this for the Derby, your Derby gatherings, and the place to be for the Churchill Spring Meet, for all the great things we're going to have in the spring, and especially for Oaks and Derby, is the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. You can get all that information at the pressboxlts.com. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, you and yours, make sure you stay warm. Put a little log on the fire, rustle up some bacon and some beans. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon and that lovely Donna. And we got to break bread for the first time
Let's
in
go.
2022.
Let's go. Love you, my man. Have a great day.
Take care, brother.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.